When you think about the world, what do you think about? Or when you describe the world, what is it that you say? And maybe, of course, it's circumstantial that according to who is asking or why you're thinking about the world, then a variety of things arise in our mind as ideas and projections and descriptions, definitions, etc., what we focus upon. And I wonder if for all of us, how often we meditate or contemplate or understand that the world is truly inside us. That how we interact with the world comes from how we perceive the world. And how we perceive the world is determined by how we perceive ourselves. We smile. We smile experiencing ourselves. A smile is accompanied by breath as we sit here breathing and experience breathing. In this moment, sitting here, and maybe your eyes are closed, and if not, they're focused on something that is at the same time nothing. Everything has disappeared. There are no trees, no walls, no furniture. There might not even be a self. There's no one else here, no other. Breathe. Be present. And experience that very experience that you just were having. There's nothing and no one else. Present, and if one actually was experiencing presence, even for a fleeting second, there was no you, no me, no self. Ah, see how the mind and the ego automatically want to hold on to and think it's in control. Just be present, just like we were before I said anything. Breathing, simple. vibrantly alert. All of that was already there, already happening. And so now, what is the world? Don't think. Try to be the answer. In other words, stay as you are. Present. Vibrantly. Acutely so. And what about your partner? Or if not that, a pet? What are they? Who are they? Stay present. And ask yourself, who am I? Stay present. Take a long, slow, deep breath. And let's say a few words about what just happened and what we just did. What we did was simple. We've done it every time we've meditated. Nothing new. So that's important. There was nothing new. There was nothing tricky, nothing exotic. We smiled, we breathed, and because of our training, immediately there was presence. And the variations on the theme of presence are unique and individual, and moment to moment, every day. We might do it again tomorrow and different results or slightly different results be there. So we don't grasp onto it. We don't cling to it. We just know that, okay, smile, breathe, be present. And see, it works. And then we experience that presence undoes, it dissolves, it frees, it undoes thoughts, concepts, the needs for them. It dissolves boundaries and edges and, I don't know, the need to ferret it out and have a word and blah, blah, blah. And because those boundaries, those edges that are fickly, you know, we are fickle about when we use them and how we create them and all of that disappear. We're just present. One could say no eyes, no ears, no nose, no tongue. Yes, because all of that was gone. Not forefront, you see. And if each of us was able to keep that simplicity, that open, naked simplicity, then when we ask the question, well, what is the world? How about your partner? Or your pet? And who am I? Then, if we were able to be present, keep that, not keep it like cling to it, but that it's sustained. There were no answers, there were no words, no descriptors would work. Because we weren't in our mind, our concrete, lower and lower vibrating mind. That's not what we were being. Okay? So if we were going to use classical words, we would say that we were in shamatha, we quickly established shamatha, and in the state of shamatha, tranquility, open tranquility, in that state, we then applied vipassana, penetrating insight. So if we were going to use those terms, but notice I didn't say them until the very end, because we have in our minds definitions, descriptions, and shoulds about those words. But I would not be a good instructor if I didn't say in the very end, oh yeah, and we just did a really classical thing that can be done on the cushion and off the cushion, of course. So having said all that, and now really worked up all our minds, let's undo it all again. And we can because we already did. So we can trust in that. We gotta have confidence. Okay? We smile. Not trying to repeat anything. Like, see how many of, how, if that just arose, and it did in a lot of people's minds. Just see what just happened. Catch that ego. Oh my goodness, it's so wily. It's so used to its habits. So we are smiling. And we are breathing. And as the moment opens simply, effortlessly, we too let go, soften, open. That's what happened before. We just didn't name it. And our heart opens and elevates all of our participation, elevates then awareness itself, instead of it being simply repeated cognition. Yeah, the repeated repetition. We are breathing and present. that the idea of things, let everything come undone in present and presence. So that all that is experience is the rich, vibrant, centerless center of awareness, allness. As presence, there no longer really is an outside. The bird, the sunshine, the temperature. It's not really outside anymore. It is, but it's not at the same time. Don't think it. We are already being it. We were already being it before words were said. And as we simply abide in this presence, as the presence we are, relatedness, including through the senses, it becomes more pure. The layer of conceptualization, labeling, is adjusted. It's not so hard and fast. We smile and take a long, so deep breath. Breathing, we breathe with our ideas of the world, our projection of the world. But let us occasionally remind ourselves that there's a lot about our projections that is constantly happening. And we don't judge it. We just want to occasionally remind ourselves of that fact. And with that reminder, also remind ourselves to smile and breathe and be present. So that it's not a one-way statement inside ourselves, a one-way reminder. We want to remind ourselves of the non-duality. So we have to always combine the wisdom and the projection. Wisdom is a presence. Love you all. Breathe with the world. In the same way that we just did. Yes, we live in this world. Yes, it needs our help. It needs the help of everyone. But at the same time, all objects require subject first. You understand? So our subjective relationship to everything that we call reality is what creates the objective reality, the objects of our reality. That's exactly what we just experienced. So I hope that you might contemplate that throughout the day. Contemplate your own experience that you experienced today. There was nothing unusual about it. We did the usual same things. But what came forward is absolutely worth contemplating. Love you all. Create your day.